That's what I mean, good, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
you. American things I tell them, even about the church and the Bible and what I do.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever preach any?
We never have. You know, I was late joining the church. I was a big old grown nigga. Uh-huh. And didn't join church. I was kind of a rascal. Uh-huh. And preaching in church. Uh-huh. But when I went over there, I saw the most happy people I've seen in my life. I seen some happy people. Uh-huh. When I accepted Christ. Uh-huh. And I had a son went to the Korean War. Uh-huh. And so I didn't want him to go, but he went. Man, he wasn't old enough, man, came there talking to me. He said, now, if you say don't send him, I can't send him. And I said, well, if he comes, you send him. So he went. But I prayed, a lady told me that my wife said they had to bring out the choir in the church. I used to go to New York every December. I had a brother living in Jersey. Mm-hmm. I had two children in New York. I'd go to New York, go to him, spend Christmas with him every Sunday, every Christmas. Mm-hmm. So when I came back that time, she told me about my wife. When I'm with a boy, he left. I think I left Saturday, he's going to leave Friday. And so she came out, she cried, went on to church. And I said, well, it took a long to tell me you ever seen it. I thought. I said, well, what happened? I said, God, Mr. C, son, going to the war, don't ever see him no more. Mm. And you're living here in New York. I thought, and I come to him. And I prayed to the Lord his return on home. And the Lord did just that. He came to him and said, there it is, I was in four major battles. Mm. And he said, one battle, everybody got killed, and another, me and another boy. That was enough for me. That was a plan. So I can't stay at the church. Had to go. So they had the church and they meeting over there in the revival. I went on, took a front seat and the man come down, opened over the church, and I handed my hand. And everybody in the church got happy. Mm. Ooh, that was a time that night. That was a good night.
Yeah,
I mean, so I just tell you, I knew about that man, the Lord. I knew about him. And I know what he'll do. And I got confidence he will. Know he can. Because I told him when I was praying that I know you can do it. Mm-hmm. I asked you to do it for me. Mm.
Yeah. That's really
and
good.
So he done it. Mm-hmm. Before I come back, the only thing, tragic, I patrolled him one night and he got hit with a grenade just getting a little place on me. Mm. So I got faith in God. That's right. I just believe he'll do anything if you serve him, ask him with the faith. And I tell you, he just ain't gonna let that faith go down. Mm-hmm. He just ain't gonna do it. Mm-hmm. You tell all the people, that fella told me that. He ain't gonna let faith down. Mm-hmm. Now I tell you something else, God don't disappoint nobody. He's not disappointing God. He don't have to. He's got everything. Everything is his.
Yeah.
See? And he don't have to. He's able to not disappoint you.
Well, you ought to be a preacher, I tell you. You really should.
Well, I talked to a lot of folks and they told me something. I was afraid she told me, so what, you know what's speaking to you? And I said, you ought to start preaching. So I think I'm doing pretty good at it. I can do a lot of good and I do it. And mm-hmm. I am not selfish. And,